This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ عباده المؤمنين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون. صدق الله العظيم. So yes, we make that dua that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts aligned and focused. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes someone's heart to deviate, then there is none that can rescue him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. So as a believer, we need to constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. Allah is kind, Allah is merciful. If a person is sincere and he is passionate and he turns towards Allah, then Allah will surely keep him focused on the path of truth. But the key thing is, you need to be constantly. What they say in English, what's the challenge of life? It's so daily. A person who's fit, he doesn't, you know, exercise and it's over. You've got to be at it all the time. Yes, as a believer, you've got to be at it all the time. You've got to beg your Creator constantly. You need to be on it all the time to maintain that, tawfiq min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse 65, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So first, look at the translation. Say unto them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say unto them, nobody in the skies or the earth knows the unseen but Allah. In the context of this ayah, there's few things that we need to take note of. Number one, it is our aqeedah and our belief that Allah alone is alimul ghaib. Only Allah has the absolute knowledge of the unseen. No angel, no prophet, no saint. We need to be clear on this here. Allah himself and exclusively knows the absolute knowledge of the unseen. Yes, there are certain times where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys certain maghibat, things of the unseen, to angels and prophets. But it's not something they know, it is Allah informing them. It is Allah informing them. So there's a difference between the two, and that is why it's completely forbidden to go to fortune tellers and people who want to supposedly tell you your destiny. You know the easiest way? Ask that man about your past. You know your past. If he knows what he knows and he claims what he claims, tell him, hey, listen, tell me about 5 years ago. You know what had happened. You know what happened last week. Ask him there. And then immediately, for buhita fa afham, he will be exposed. It's all just, hogwash. Only Allah knows. This year will bring this good luck and that omen and this happenings and this development. What is this? Only Allah. Qul, say, la ya'lamu, nobody knows. Man, who? Fis samawat, who is in the earth. Wal ard, and the earth. Al ghaiba, the unseen. Illallah, but Allah. So that's the first thing we need to know. The scholars say the context of this ayah and the related circumstances were that the disbelievers kept on asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when is Qiyamah? So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I don't know. Again, إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. Allah has kept the knowledge of Qiyamah at its absolute point in His own private knowledge. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها. So Allah has given us amarat and signs of Qiyamah, that when this happens, it's coming closer and closer and closer. And of course, there are the ashratu sa'a, the far and the close, etc., and in the books of hadith. But the absolute time is only known to Allah. يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. So these people used to argue that adamul ilm is mustalzim of adamul wuku. Adamul ilm is mustalzim of adamul wuku. That because you don't know, that means it won't happen. which is such a baseless argument, which is such a baseless argument. You haven't seen half the world, so do you say that world doesn't exist? You haven't been to a country, so you deny it. No, everybody speaks about it, and you know people are living there, but because you didn't see it, so what? You cannot claim that it doesn't happen or it didn't occur because you don't know. So that argument is refuted. It will happen, and it's going to happen. The fact that the knowledge and the precise moment and the absolute hour of Qiyamah, Allah has kept that to Himself in His wisdom. I often say, and you could agree with me or disagree, that, you know, sometimes humans say, oh, it would be so nice if we knew when we're going to pass away. And while there might be a supposed positive side to that, but process this carefully and think about it properly, and you would realize how kind Allah is to us that He has kept that knowledge away from us. This is my own thinking, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon us, His favor upon us, that He has not given us the absolute time of our death. If we, number one, apply your thought process as I'm thinking in this regard. If Allah were to tell us our exact time of death, can you imagine how people would stop living before the actual time? In the fear of the eventuality and knowing, I just got a year left. No, it's fine. I just got a month left. I don't want to eat. I don't want to come. I don't want to shower. I don't want to dress. I don't want to go to work. And what would we be doing our whole life? I'm going to visit him. Why? He's dying in 5 days. No, leave him. He's still got 5 days. You come here by my neighbor. He's going in 4 days. Never mind that. You better come to my cousin. He's going in 3 days. Leave him. There's a friend of mine. He just got notified. He's going in 2 days. Our whole life will be just going to visit people because he's going now. He's going this. He's going that. That's the one thing. Second thing, Allah hasn't given us the absolute time. And He told us to prepare because death can come sudden. Yet we're so arrogant. Yet we're so bold and so proud. Imagine if we knew when we're going to die. We would carry on like we're in control of this world because I still got 10 years. I can party, I can indulge. I still got 10 years to sort my life out. I'll do it when time comes. It's all okay. It's all okay. And of course, that wouldn't have happened in preparation because before you know, the 10 years have lapsed. But when man is unaware of his death, he's still so arrogant. Can you imagine if man knew his time of death, what would be the extent of his arrogance? So Allah's knowledge is perfect and it is part of His infinite wisdom that He has not given us the absolute point of Qiyamah in its precise timing. He's given us a lot of indications and symbols and signs towards it. And this is the verse we recited, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say unto them, nobody in the skies and the earth knows al-ghayb, the absolute knowledge of the unseen. Yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, this will happen. And exactly as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in fact, I often tell people who want to revert to Islam, say, okay, give me one reason I must become a Muslim. Now, obviously, this man is academic, he's intellectual, he's scientific, so he's not going to understand fully or appreciate the beauty of the Quran. I say to him, here's a point of reflection. Look at the things happening in this world and study the chapters of Maghibat. Maghibat is the things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prophesied. So somebody who prophesied this 14 centuries ago, and here you are witnessing this year. Now you explain this year, other than this being divine. مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Okay, we move on. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Leave alone the knowledge of the unseen. These disbelievers, them, كَغَيْرِهِمْ, like everyone else, they don't even know when they will be resurrected. You don't know when you'll die. You won't know when you'll be resurrected. Leave alone you asking, when is Qiyamah? No, I need to know. Who are you to speak? Who are you to speak? And what is your knowledge? And what is your muscle? And where do you stand? You don't even know. Amwatun. Allah says humans are dead. Ghayru ahya. They have no life. Wama yash'uruna ayyana yub'athun. Allah refers to Himself, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتْ. Rely on the being who is ever living and will never die. Al-Hayy, who is ever living by himself. Al-Qayyum, who's given life to everyone. So I am al-hayy alladhi yamut. I am living now and you are living through the will of Allah. But I'm going to die and you're going to die. Death will come to me and death will come to you. They said, no, we're just waiting for this prophet to die. So Allah said, afa immitta fahumul khalidun. So if he's going to die, are you going to live? نَتَرَبَّصُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. My word. You know, the way Allah replies, it's, oh, my brother, my sister, I hope I can stimulate in you the passion of Quran. Let's move on, otherwise we will just be at this one verse here. بَلِ الدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهَا بَلْ هُمْ مِّنْهَا عَمُونَ. Oh, there's so much academics on this ayah. بَلِ الدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. One tafsir. Their knowledge regarding akhirah has failed them. It's failed. In this world, they kind of explored, being adventurous and discovering and understanding and scientific and breakthrough and, you know what, going to Jupiter and going to space and doing all these kind of things. And so, wow. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ظَاهِرًا. Right? They know the outward of this world, the apparent. So the scholars say, when Allah didn't say they know this world, Allah said they know the outer side. This is mentioned in Madarikus Tanzil, which indicates this world has two sides, the outer side, the apparent, and the inner side, meaning metaphorically, the side that brings you close to Akhirah. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They're heedless about it. In the matter of Akhirah, useless, fail them. You know, he said, this guy, he is so calculated, he's so methodical, he's so disciplined. But when it comes to matters with his parents, he's just lost his plot. He's got no respect. He's got no behavior. He's got no mannerism. This guy is such an amazing person, or she's such an amazing woman, you know, in the forums, in the network, in the neighborhood, but at home as a spouse, as a partner, minus, not even zero. These people in terms of world, they've done everything. But when it came to akhirah, بَلِدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ ضَلَّ غَابَ. Their knowledge has failed them. بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهَا. They doubt in it. بَلْهُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ. They are blind about it. They are so blind that even if you give them compelling arguments, they still don't accept it. None can be more blind than the one who refused to see. None can be more deaf than the one who doesn't want to listen. That's it. If you refuse to see, then there's no way I can make you see. If you refuse to hear, there's no way I can make you hear. بَلْهُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ. They are blind about it. And yet there's another explanation, and this is mentioned in many tafasir and in Ma'riful Quran as well, that their knowledge of Akhirah will conclude and be wholesome and complete, but in Akhirah, when everything will lay bare before them, open before them. And they'll say, oh no, yeah, Jannat is real, correct. Yeah, you were right. Sadaq al-Mursaloon, the Prophet spoke the truth. Alas, it's too late. Alas, it's too late. Listen, my son, don't use the word divorce. Don't do this here. Don't do this here. Manage yourself, restrain your anger. You need anger management. No, I know what I'm doing. I'm in control. Nobody can provoke me. I'm calm, I'm composed, I'm calculated. Oops, Dad, no, you're right. Now I regret it. I'm afraid. Now it's irreversible. Now you've done it. There's nothing I can do. I offered what I told you, but you were too smart at that time. Now to make the regret, it's too late. And in this world, you can still atone in some way or the other. But once you've come to Akhirah, there's no coming back to this world. بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكِّ مِنْهَا بَلْهُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. Next verse, what did the disbelievers say? أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا. When we will be reduced to sand. تُرَابًا. Alright. And our parents. أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. Like really? Will we be created again? Are you serious about this whole next life? I'm saying to you, my brother and my sister, put faith, religion, divine scriptures on hold momentarily. Doesn't your logic even call for another world? I mean, when you just see the happenings of the world, he's a tyrant. Is it just that he's born on the right side of the world and you born on the wrong side of the world, and he came in the right era and you were in the wrong era, and he was in the correct family and you were in the wrong family, so he could butcher, massacre, kill and loot and abuse, and you had to be the victim, and you know, he just acquitted and no implications on him? There has to be another day. It has to be a day where he'll be meted out and every injustice he will have to deal with. And Hajjaj bin Yusuf, when he passed away, and someone seen him in a dream and asked him, how did you fare? قَتَلَنِي بِكُلِّ قَتِيلٍ قَتَلْتُهُ قَتْلًا. For every person that I killed unjustly, Allah made me taste the agony of death once. Hence when Hajjaj said to Sa'id ibn Jubair, اختر لنفسك أي قتلة شئت. Decide how you want, I must execute you. So Sa'id bin Jubair said, بل اختارها أنت لنفسك. I'm going to direct that question back to you. You decide how Allah must punish you. The manner in which you want retribution, that's how you must inflict torture in this world. So if you want to be punished like this in that way, well then do that to me, because that's coming your way. Even logic tells you, man, there has to be another world. The Prophet ﷺ's dua, أشهد أنك حق والجنة حق والنار حق وأنك تبعث من في القبور. It is our belief that it's real, it's absolute. Allah says that when they will be resurrected before Allah, Allah will say that, yeah, it is. It's an absolute truth. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّنْ نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. But you thought it wasn't going to happen. Well, yeah, it has happened. لَقَدْ وُعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. What they used to say? Oh, we've been hearing this. It was told to us. It was told to our ancestors. But the truth be told, these are just ancient tales. These are just invented stories. These are just fabrications that have been thrown loose out there. There's nothing to back it. So in the narration of Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, if you are a prophet, وَلْيَبْعَثْ لَنَا مَنْ مَضَى مِنْ أَبَائِنَا وَلْيَكُنْ فِيهِ قُسَيُّ بْنُ كِلَابْ فَإِنْ صَدَقُوكَ صَدَّقْنَاكَ وَإِنْ كَذَبُوكَ كَذَّبْنَاكَ. Come to the graveyard and revive some of our ancestors. And we want them to agree that after death they witness what you are telling us about. If they stand up from the grave and amongst them must be Qusay bin Kilab, and he agrees that you... Wait, hang on. What is this? What's an examination? Tell us the answers from before. We need to know what you're going to ask us. Why do you call it an exam? Why do you call it an exam? لَقَدْ وُعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Look at the response of Allah. You don't believe? You don't trust? Then put on the spectacles of reflection and travel the world. Not travel with entertainment and with recreation. Travel with the eye of reflection. قُلْ say, سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Go and see. وَبِئْرٍ مُعَطَّلَةٍ وَقَصْرٍ مَشِيدٍ. There are wells in which the neighborhood was once developed and established. Now those wells lie abandoned. وَقَصْرٍ مَشِيدٍ. Oh, these are the ruins of the palace of so-and-so. This empire lived here. This dynasty lived here. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ. Oh my word. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. You lived in the dwellings of those who preceded you, who became victims of the wrath of Allah. You seen with your own eyes. That man was a tyrant. With the passage of time, how? Yes, Allah gave him grace and respite. But did he fall? Yes, he fell. Did he die? Yes, he died. Did the sun set on his empire? Yes, it set. So why won't it set on you? Why won't it happen to you? Surely it's going to happen. قُلْ say unto them, أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Why don't they travel the earth and see and reflect and learn so that they can ponder and understand? فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. It is not the outer eye that it is blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي السُّدُورِ. It is that inner eye that is blind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us basarat and basirat. Basarat means the outer vision, the apparent light. And basirat means the inner eye, the inner eye. I was once sitting in Medina Munawwara, and may Allah take us repeatedly there to the holy lands, and sitting in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and adjacent to me was an Indonesian brother who was visually impaired, and he was crying in his prayer, and it was emotional and it made me tear. And then this ayah struck my heart, that he doesn't have the physical eye, but Allah has given him the inner eye. How blessed is he that he is enjoying the richness of the moment with that inner vision versus a person who might have the physical eye, but he comes to Medina and he's deprived of the spirituality and derived of drawing from the richness of that place and understanding that this is Mahbatul Wahi. This is the location on which revelation came. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that foresight and that vision and that understanding, so we are amongst those people who heed the happenings around us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.